Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Mem Beis, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis Shloisha Lekuchos Mitzdarfen. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunu Batzar of Ashivya. So we're moving along here in Perek Cheskes Abatim, dealing, of course, with the halachos related to Cheskas Gimel Shonim. And the truth is, in many ways, Bava Basra Daf Mem Beis is the last daf of the first part of Perek Cheskas Habatim. So believe it or not, Daf Mem Beis is the 15th daf of Cheskas Habatim. There are another 18 or so dafin to go, so we're less than halfway home, but at the same time, it really is the conclusion, the hadron of the first part of the perek, the more intense, the more lamdish part of the perek, the part of the perek that deals with a lot of the nuts and the bolts and the foundations and the yesoidis that go into understanding Cheskas Habatim. Either way, says the Gemara, Shloisha Lekuchos Mitzdarfen. The halacha is that if you have 3 lekuchos, they could be mitzdarif to establish a cheskas gimel shanim. So I think it's kedai to read the Rashbam, Dibra Maschel Shloisha Lekuchos Mitzdarfen inside, just to paint a picture of what it is we're talking about. Says the Rashbam, Sada Sheyesh Edim Shahosa Shal Ruven Kalayam. There's a field that there were Edim that said that it belonged to Reuven. In other words, Reuven was the Marakam of this field. V'hichzik ba Shimon Shana. Shimon lived in this field for a year. Ki toyein, he had a taina, and that was Shekonami Reuven, that he had acquired it from Reuven. V'achakach machra Shimon lelevi b'shtar. Afterwards, Shimon went, and he sold this field that he lived in for a year, that he claims that he bought from Reuven to Levi with a shtar, v'hichzik Levi shana, Levi lived there for a year, v'achakach machra Levi li Yehuda, and then Levi went and he did the same thing. He sold the field to Yehuda, v'kasav le shtar mechiru k'dele kamon, and everyone had a shtar, like the Gemara is going to say later, v'hichzik bashan, and he too, Yehuda, lived there for a year. Harei sholei shanim. So what emerges is that this field that we know for sure once belonged to Reuven has since been in the possession of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Shimon lived there for a year, Levi lived there for a year, and Yehuda lived there for a year. V'asar Reuven, now Reuven came, v'kam ma'arer, and he's being ma'arer. V'omer, and he says, ki lo machar lo Shimon, that he never sold it to Shimon. Now, what do these three people have to say? The Yehuda Toyin, Yehuda, who's the person living there right now, claims, Harei echzaknu bein shloshteinu sholei shanim. We've been living here for the last 3 years, v'lo machis, and you are a moicha. V'shimon, now, Shimon, who bought it from you, whom we bought it from, although he doesn't have a shtar now to prove that he bought it from you, but 3 years have passed from when he bought it from you, and as a result, he no longer has to have the shtar. Reuven responds, because none of you lived there for 3 years, each one of you only lived there for a year, I didn't feel that I had to be moicha. Because I saw something was up. This was some sort of hit and run. Each one of you were comfortable living here for a little bit, but afterwards you ran away. And I didn't chab shevishlul sheyisem moichren zela zela. So I've shana lefich akloyichzachtem kolecha kim shana. And I was unaware of the fact that you kept on selling it, and it's for that reason that you were living there for such a short period of time. The way I perceived it was that you were afraid to live there too long. Therefore, I didn't think I had to be moicha. And as a result, du binach, I'm coming to be moicha right now. So what exactly happened? You have a situation where there was a marakama that we firmly established. The last 3 years, the marakama has not been living there. The marakama also wasn't moicha. But where this is different than your classic Cheskas Habatim case is that there wasn't one person living there for the last 3 years, but rather there were 3 people that were living there for the last 3 years. Each person lived there for a year. The ma'aratayin is the reason he wasn't moicha is because he didn't see one person living there for 3 years. Now, although he saw people living in what he claims is his property for the last 3 years, but being that nobody lived there for the entire 3 years, nobody was being machzik the mechaski inchi, so he didn't think that he had to be moicha. Now, they're claiming that they were being machzik the mechaski inchi. In fact, each person owned it for a year, and that's why they all live there for a year. Ach, the shtarcha, 3 years pass. You don't have to have a shtar. Each party seems to be making a pretty decent argument, meaning it's understandable why Reuven the Ma'arer was a Ma'arer, but it's also understandable why Shimon Levi and Yehuda, in conjunction maybe, should be able to have a chazaka. And if that's the case, who's the one that's going to get it? Yehuda, the one that's been living there for the last 3 years. So the question is, how do we view this? Do we say that the three people together can be mitzdarif to make a cheskes gimel shonim or not? So Rav, so the Gemara says, shloisha lekucha is mitzdarfin. The short answer is, yes, these three people together could have a chazaka, and the ma'ara can't taina that being that no one person was living there for 3 years, you weren't machza kid machaski inchi, it's for that reason that I didn't feel I had to be moicha. No, you should have been moicha, and the fact that you are moicha is a raya, and not zahadi, that really belongs to Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Yehuda's the last one there, he's the one that's going to end up getting it. Amar Rav, so Rav heard this halacha, and he qualified it a little bit. He said, v'kulam bishtar, the only time that's true, that shloisha lekuches mitzdarfin, and that ultimately Yehuda is going to be the one that's going to get this field, is in the event that when Shimon sold the field to Levi, and when Levi sold the field to Yehuda, they sold it with a shtar. If, however, they didn't sell it with a shtar, as we'll see in a minute, even if there were Edim that saw the mechira, then the halach is that Reuven the Ma'arer is going to be in the right. And the reason is because if somebody sells something with a shtar, it has a coil. So what's the whole time of Reuven the Ma'arer? You are a machzik in the mechaski inchi. I didn't realize that you kept on selling it. Well, if the mechira was bishtar, then there was a coil. That's a reyesa in your taina. I didn't realize. You should have realized. And it's for that reason, shloisha lekuches mitzdarfin. If, however, those mechiras were not done bishtar, even if they were done be'edim, there was no coil. And being that there was no coil, so the Marakama really had no way of knowing. Thus, the imacha of the Marakama is not an imacha. Thus, you're lacking in the Anan Zahadi. And it's for that reason, the halach is that the Marakama is the one that's going to be able to claim the property. So the only time, shloisha kuches mitzdarfin, is if when Shimon sold the field to Levi, and Levi sold the field to Yehuda, it was sold b'shtar. Says the Gemara, the Maimra, what emerges from Rav's comment, two words, kulam b'shtar, the Sava Rav, the Rav must hold, shtar is le kala, ve'edim laslu kala, that if somebody does a transaction with a shtar and makes a big tumult, it has a coil. If, however, somebody executes a transaction not with a shtar, even if they're edim, it doesn't have a coil. Freit the Gemara, statue of Amar Rav. Rav said, "Amichas al be'edim." If somebody sells a field to somebody else, be'edim goyvim in a chasim mishubadim. Reuven sold a field to Shimon with edim. Now, this mechira was done by achrayas, which meant that the lekeach Shimon had a clause in his contract that said that if at any point somebody's going to come and is going to claim that this field really didn't belong to the meicher, I'm going to have recourse. I'm going to be able to go to the meicher and I'm going to be able to make myself whole. Says Rav, in the event that the sale was done with edim, then if the lekeach needs to invoke his recourse, not only will he be able to take back money or assets from something that his meicher has at the time that he's coming to be goyva, but he'll even be able to collect from his nechasim mishubadim, meaning any nechasim that the meicher had at the time that he sold the property to the lekeach, even if he no longer has it, he will be able to now collect from those lekuchos to make himself whole. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is that the reason why a person, in this case a lekeach, would be able to collect from the chasam mishubadim, even though it's going to come at a great loss to that person that had acquired that field from the meicher, it's because that person should have known that there was this contingent liability. If somebody buys something from someone, he should have a cheshbon of properties that this person once had, mechiras that he once made, and understand that it could be this person once sold something by achrayas. So even though right now I'm buying something from the meicher, but it could be because of the din nechasim mishubadim, I'm going to have to at some point give it to another lekeach. It's because he could have, would have, should have known that the halacha is that hameicher sadeh be'edim Now that loikeach can go and be goyver from the chasam mishubadim from this other loikeach. If, however, you're going to tell me that Rav Shita is v'kulam b'shtar, that the only time a mechira has a koil is if it was done with a shtar, but if it was done without a shtar, even if it was done be'edim, then nobody's going to know about it. So how could you say hamoich asada be'edim, the loikeach now, if he needs to, can go to the nechasam mishubadim? Those nechasam mishubadim had no way of knowing that there was ever a mechira that was done. Why? Because there was no shtar. Now, even though there was Edom, but Rav holds that shtar makes a kol, Edom doesn't make a kol. And if that's the case, the halacha should be that the loikeach should not be allowed to collect from the chasam mishubadim. In other words, from the fact that Rav says hamoich asad Edom goyvim and the chasam mishubadim zoysoy meres, Edom is also islay kol. Frey to Gemara, how do you reconcile? How do you shnim Rav's halacha that shloish lekuches mitstarfen only b'shtar? Why? Because only b'shtar is there a kol, but Edom there's no shtar. With the fact that Rav said hamoich asad Edom goyvim and the chasam mishubadim, which is mashma that anytime you sell something, even without a shtar, as long as there's edim, that in and of itself makes a call. So the Gemara says it's different. Hasam over there, lekuchos inu afsidu anafshayo. The reason amoich asada be'edim goyvim and chasam mishubadim is not because if somebody sells something be'edim and has this big coil, and unless you're living under a rock, you would have known about it. That's not true. It has a little bit of a coil, but not on that level. Meaning, if a person buys a piece of property, it's incumbent upon him to do due diligence, right? There's some amount of diligence that every buyer needs to do. So if you're buying something, you know that it could be this asset that you're buying is encumbered because the person you're buying it from maybe once sold something to somebody else, Bachrayas. So do your homework, do your due diligence. As long as the mechir was done be'edim, so there's some level of chaver islay, there's going to be some element of koil. So go figure out what happened. If you didn't do that, inu afsidu anafshayu. However, as it relates to shloisha lekuchos mitstarfin, what's the taina? The taina is that why weren't you moicha? And the fact that you are a moicha, that's the biggest raya that it belongs to these shloisha lekuchos. The reason I wasn't moicha is because there was no koil. Ah, you could have done a due diligence. What, I have to do a due diligence? A loikeach has to do a due diligence. But if I own a field and I see people squatting in my field and they're not being machzik the machaski inchi, what encumbers me to do a due diligence? The answer is nothing. And as a result, you don't have a svar of inu avsidu anafshayu. That's the distinction between these two halachas. But the Gemara has another kasha. Umi amar Rav hachi. Did Rav in fact say what? Now Rav just said a lot of things in the beginning of the daf. But the Rashbam says, Rav said, amoich asadu be'edim goyva minuchasim mishubadim. Freit the Gemara vatnan. But we learned in a Mishnah, amal v'schaber b'shtar. If somebody lends money to somebody with a shtar. So till now we're talking about a moich. Now we're talking about a malv. A big difference as we're about to see. So if somebody lends money to his friend with a shtar, goyva minuchasim mishubadim. So the halacha is that this malva, when it comes time to collecting the loan, if the loiva doesn't have any nechasim, the malva can collect even from the mishubadim. Al yidei edim, if the loan wasn't done b'shtar, but the loan was done be'edim, goyvim nechasim be'chayrin. So then the halacha is, it can only be goyver from the nechasim be'chayrin. What's the kasha? Rav said, amoich esad be'edim, goyvim nechasim mishubadim. So why isn't that a malva eschaver be'edim? You can't be goyver from the nechasa mishubatim. What's the difference between a moich resada be'edim versus hamalvas chaver be'edim? Just explain it a little bit better. Hamoich resada be'edim, if somebody buys a field be'edim, so his schus achrayas is to collect not only from the moicher if he ever has to, but even from the nechasa mishubatim. And like we just said, because the lekeach sheni is inu afsidu anafshayu. So why is it if somebody lends money to somebody be'edim and now the malva has to collect, he can't collect from the nechasa mishubatim? Meaning if the loyva had nechasim that he sold, the malva can't go to those lekuchos. He should be able to. And even though we're saying Aiden maybe doesn't have a real spitz goyel, but there is an Indian of inu afsida nafshayu. Meaning if you lend money to, if you buy money from somebody, you should have a cheshbin of the fact that this person might have been a loiva. Thus, there's some shibud on his nechasim, and as a result, if you didn't do your due diligence, isn't that an element of inu avsidu anafshayu? So the Gemara says like this, v'chitem, you'll tell me, Rav Tanu Upal, you're asking a kashan Rav from a Mishnah. Rav, we know, although it was an Amor, but he had the credentials to argue with a Mishnah. But the Gemara says, you can't say that. Why? Because of Rav, Shmuel Damri Chavayu, because Rav himself said this. In fact, not only did Rav say this, Shmuel said it as well. Mil valpeh, ein a goyva, loy min a yarshim, loy min halukuchos. If somebody lends money to somebody, shaloi b'shtar, it was a milvah peh, even though there's eidim. So you can't be goyver from the yorshim of the loiva, you also can't be goyver from the lekuchas of the loiva. So what do you see from there? That it's dafka milvah b'shtar that you can be goyver from the lekuchas. And who said this? Rav himself said this. So freit the Gemara, how do you reconcile Rav's din, hamoich asada be'eidim, goyver nechasim b'shubadim? Why? Because lekuchas inu avsidu anafshayu, and Rav's halacha of milvah peh, ein a goyva min alakuchais, where you don't say that alakuchais inu avsidu anafshayu. So the Gemara says milva azvini karam. Is he asking a stira between halacha that Rav said regarding a loan and a halacha that Rav said regarding a mechira? It's not a stira. Why milva kayosef b'tzina kayosef? Because when it comes to a loan, usually when people borrow money, they borrow money in a discreet way. And the reason is, right? People don't want other people to know that they're an eved loiva lish malva. So if somebody has to take a loan, he tries not to make too big of a deal about it, because it just behooves him for less people to know. Now the reason the Gemara gives for why people don't want other people to know that they borrowed money is, which literally means, because the person's afraid that if he has to sell off nechasim at some point to pay off the loan, people are going to know that he's desperate to sell, so he's not going to be able to get full market value. Because people are going to know he's a desperate seller, and they're going to take advantage of him. They're going to prey on him a little bit. So it's for that reason, people that borrow money discreetly. As opposed to if somebody buys something, just the opposite. People like it, there should be a call. Everyone wants to know that this, that if this person's wheeling and dealing, that other people should know that he's wheeling and dealing, right? It behooves him. It makes him look like a gvir. It's actually going to help him for future business dealings that he's going to do. The point is that hamalva es chaveroi be'edin, as much as they were eidim, but it's still being done in somewhat of a discreet way. And as a result, you can't tie it that if the lekech didn't know about this loan, inu avsidu anafshayu. If, however, someone is moicher sada be'eidim, then already that has a much more of a coil. The lekech should have known that there was a previous mechira, and as a result, if he didn't do his proper due diligence, what we say is inu. Either way, just coming back to the first memra. Shloisha lekuchais, the Gemara said, are mitzdarfin. The Rashbam spoke out very elaborately what the case is, why you would have thought that maybe it's not mitzdarf, because the whole Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on the imacha of the ma'arer, and you could hear that maybe the ma'arer wasn't moicha. Why? Because the three people, we're not machzik the mechaski inchi. It looks like each person is being machzik and then he's running for his life. Kamash malon, that there's a coil. Rav said it's talking about where the mechira was done with a shtar, so there's certainly a coil. And there's a coil that it traded hands and there were mechiras, and as a result, you should have been moich. And the fact that you were a moicha, even though it's three people in conjunction, still, it's going to be a chazak. So the Gemara brings a brisa now that says the same halacha. Tana Rabbanan, achla of shanav ben shnayim. What happens if we know there was an established marakama? Now, there's a father and son that have been living here for the last 3 years. The father lived there for a year, and the son lived there for 2 years. Of shnayim ben shana, or the father lived there for 2 years, and the son lived there for a year. Or, of shana, father lived there for a year. Va ben shana, and then the son lived there for a year. Va'alei keyach shana, and then afterwards, somebody else, a third person, who claims to be a lekeach, that he bought it from the son, lived there for a year, harezu chazaka, the halacha is, it's going to be a chazaka. In other words, shloisha lekuchais mitzdarfin. Now this price is a little bit different than the case of the shloisha lekuchais mitzdarfin. Shloisha lekuchais mitzdarfin, all three were lekuchais, right? Shimon bought it from Reuven, Levi bought it from Shimon, and Yehuda bought it from Levi. Over here there was a father and a son. Incidentally, the Rashbam says that how did it go from the father to the son? So pasha, the father died. But the point is, it was a father, it was a son, and there was a loikeach. But it's the same difference. The halacha is, harezu chazaka, they're mitztarif, and the ma'ar can't say they weren't machzik, the machaski inchi, and it's for that reason I wasn't moicha. So the Gemara says, lameir mit loikeach is leika. From the fact that even the loikeach is mitztarif, so you see from here that a loikeach is this leika. Meaning, the ma'ar can't say, oh, I saw another person living here, so I didn't think that it had to be moicha. Now, notice that the Gemara's problem with this price is, the fact that the father and the son were machzik, that's poshit, that that's considered machzik, the mechaski inchi, and the ma'ara can't say, oh, I saw a father and a son, so it didn't. No, everyone understands that the father could have owned it, then he died, and then the son came in. So that's not a contradiction to being machzik, the mechaski inchi. But you see, like keach is also islay kala. Freit the Gemara, is that true for a mini? I'll ask you a kasha from another braisa. Och, lo b'fnei yov, and this is a gishmaka braisa. What happens if somebody lived on a field for 3 years? So we know this field belonged to a marakama, and since then somebody's been living there for 3 years. However, the marakama himself died. Okay, meaning, the machzik lived in the presence of the father, shona, for 1 year. Then the father died. He lived there another 2 years. Of those 2 years, it was b'fnei abenstein. He was living in the presence of the son. Meaning, the first year, the father knew about it and he was a meicha. The next 2 years, the son knew about it and the son was a meicha. Or b'fnei avstein, b'fnei abenstein. What would be if he lived in the presence of the father for 2 years and in the presence of the son for a year? Or, this is what we need, b'fnei avstein, u'b'fnei abenstein, u'b'fnei loikeyachstein, harezu chazaka. The halacha is, it's going to be considered a chazaka. So if somebody's living for 3 years, it's the same machzik, but here you have three marakamas, so to speak. You have three potential ma'aras, and none of them were ma'arer, father, son, loikeach. The halacha is, the chazaka is still going to be considered a chazaka. So this is the inverse of the previous braisa, right? In the previous braisa, it's three machziks. Over here, it's three ma'arers. What's the Gemara's kasha of Esau? But I think loikeach is like, now, if you're going to tell me that when somebody sells something or somebody buys something, it has a coil, ein lucha macha gedoy lemizu, that when the ma'arer sold this property, L'chayre, the mechira itself should have been a macha. Meaning, what's the premise of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? The fact that you let somebody live there for 3 years and you are a meicha. Now, if you sold this property, in l'cha macha g'day l'mizu. What's an error? Error is, it's mine. Ich bin balabus. If you go ahead and you sell it, that's the greatest expression of ownership. Satayna's the Gemara. If a mechira has a coil, then L'chura, how could you be machzik b'fnei av ben and loikeach? The minute the son sold it to the loikeach, that was the macha, and it's chaser in the cheskas gimel shana, machmas the mechira. So bishloima, if loikeach is less leikala, so then it's not a macha, because the macha is predicated on the machzik knowing about it. Chaver islay, chaver islay. If, however, you're going to tell me that loikeach is islay kala, then how could it be that you could be machzik bifnei, a father, a son, and a loikeach, l'chayra, when the loikeach bought it, that in and of itself was a macha. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, Kitanya he, that price is talking about the moicher sodois of stop. Meaning, lo'olam lekech is this lekala. And that's why Shloisha Lekucha is mitzdarif. That's why father, son of Lekeach could also be mitzdarif. Ah, if Lekeach is this Lekala, then when the Ma'ar sells it, that should be a macha. So Rapapa says, it's talking about where the person sold all his fields, and he didn't identify any of the fields individually. What's the point? If somebody is claiming that a field is his, and then he sells the field, or even if he wasn't claiming that the field is his, and he sells the field, meaning if somebody says, this house that's on this address, this block and lot number, I'm selling, that's a macha. This person didn't do that. What this person did was, he sold all his properties. Now, everything was included. And l'shita soy, even this field was included. But here's the point. Being that somebody else was living on that field, if you want your selling all the properties to include this field and it should be a macha on that field, you better say it in bak tzener. Because otherwise, no one's going to think that that's included in your mechira. Now, whether it is or isn't, that's not the point. We're trying to determine whether this constitutes a macha. It's only a macha if you say mefurish that I'm selling this field. He never said he was selling this field. Now, he rather sold it because he sold all his fields. But being that he never singled out this field, it's chaser in the macha. If it's chaser in the macha, that's going to be the answer. Either way, so notice, this concludes the first part of the daf. But really, what was the topic of the daf? Shloisha lekuches mitzdarfen. It's interesting that the Gemara brought it twice, right? The daf started shloisha lekuches mitzdarfen, and then in the middle, Tanu Rabbanon Achla of Shana Vaben Shtayim of Shtayim Vaben Shana of Shana Vaben Shana Valeikeach Shana Harezu Chazaka, which is all one and the same. Basically, what we're saying is that Shloisha Lekuches Mitzdarfen. In the first case, it's literally three lekuchos, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. In the second case, it's a father and a son, and a lekeach. There's an element of Yerusha. But at the end of the day, it's the same concept. Shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen, and it's predicated on the same thing. And that is that a mechira has a koil. Rav said only b'shtar, and even though Rav himself holds that a mechira be'edim on some level does have a koil, but not on the same level of shtar. Yeah, in the world of lekuchos inu afsidu anafshayu, anytime you sell something be'edim, there's enough of a koil. But as it relates to arsu yecheskes abatim, it would have to have a proper shtar. But the point is, it's predicated on lekeach isleikol. One ha'ara, just in pshat, that the Rashbam speaks out, is that when the Gemara initially brought shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen, so what was the avoid of the daf? Rav said v'kulam b'shtar, and the Gemara had this whole digression. We're just digressing on this comment that Rav made b'kulam b'shtar. How does the shtim with ha'moichas adah be'edim goyvim erachas meshubadim? How does the shtim with ha'malvas chaver be'edim? Einoy goyv v'loy min ha'yarshin v'loy min ha'lekuchos? A whole bunch of different svaras. When the Gemara brought it the second time, the Gemara actually asked the kasha on the halacha. How could you tell me, lekech, is this leikala for a mini? Achlu b'fnei ha'avshonu b'fnei ha'ben shtayim b'fnei ha'avshtayim b'fnei ha'ben shonu b'fnei ha'avshonu b'fnei ha'ben shonu u'b'fnei lekech shon ha'rezu chazaka. Right, and if lekech is this leikala, ein lecham macha g'day l'mizu. So Rashbam says that how come the Gemara felt that it had to bring the second braisa to ask the kasha from in lecham achol gedoy lemizu, and the Gemara just didn't ask the kasha on the initial memra of shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen, right? When the Gemara brought the halacha the first time, it focused on Rav's comment for kulam b'shtar. Then the Gemara brought it a second time and then had a kasha on it. If the Gemara knows it has a kasha on shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen, why do you have to bring the halacha tzimtzveitin mal and ask the kasha on the Madura Tinyana of this identical halacha as the kasha on the first time the Gemara brought it? So the Rashbam, just in pshat, says that the chiluk is as follows. The reason the Gemara asked it on the Braisa is because the Braisa, the second Braisa, mirrors exactly the Braisa from which the Gemara is asking the kasha. Right, the kasha was from a Braisa that said, Ochlo b'fneya av shana u'b'fneya ben shnayim, b'fneya av shnayim b'fneya ben shana, b'fneya av shana b'fneya ben shana b'fneya lekeach shana. And that's the makar that lekeach l'chayra is less leikala, because if it is leikala, ein l'cham achal g'day l'mizu. It's identical to the second Braisa that the Gemara brought. Achla av shana v'aben shnayim, av shnayim v'aben shana, av shana v'aben shana v'lekeach shana, harezu chazaka. It's not identical to the opening line of the sugya, which is shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen. So because those two Braises that contradict each other are identical, father, son, 1 year, 2 years, maybe there's even a loikeach, so it's more geschmack, it's more nicha to ask this head-on stira between these two braises that are literally identical, rather than ask the kasha on the initial statement of the Gemara, which was shloisha lekuchos mitzdarfen. That was the braisa that Rav commented on. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ha'umnin, v'ha'shutfin, v'ha'arisin, v'ha'aputropin, ein lahem chazok. So what are these things? An umin is an artisan. So for example, if you're someone that dyes clothing, you wash clothing, you're a tailor, you're a tanner, somebody gives you his merchandise and you get paid to do some work with it. The halach is, if you want to establish a chazaka, you cannot establish a chazaka. Now the Rashbam speaks out very critically that ha'umin ein lahem chazakas obviously doesn't mean cheskas gimel shanim, because an umin is someone that deals with metaltlin. A cheskas gimel shanim is a sugi in karka. It's not a sugi metaltlin. So what does it mean ha'umin ein lahem chazaka? What it means is you don't have muchzik, you don't have chazaka kol masha tachas yadoi shel adam harei elu shaloi. Shutfin is referring to karka. We have two partners that together own a piece of property, and now one shutif was machzik in the chelik of his other shutif for 3 years. I would have thought that maybe he can establish a cheskas gimel shanim, assuming the other partner knew about it and he didn't protest. Kamash malon hashutfin ein lahem chazak. We'll see more about this on Amud Beis. V'ho'arisin, that's a sharecropper who's been working a field for 3 years. He can't come afterwards and claim that he has a cheskas gimel shanim. V'aputropin, this is somebody that was hired to take care of somebody else's nechasim. Usually they were hired for assignment, but not exclusively. He too can't say later, I've been here for the last 3 years, nobody was moicha, as a result I have a cheskes abatim, I have a cheskes gimel shanim. All these people are ein lahem chazak. And the reason they're ein lahem chazak is for the same reason. It's because the umin was given this item that he now claims is his. The shutif had reshus to be in this field. The oris has reshus to be in this field. He has an oris contract. The apotropos was hired. We know that he was hired to be in this field. So because all these people were hired to be there, if they're going to come now and they're going to claim that they have a chazaka, it's not something that they're going to be able to do. Now just to clarify one point that the Rishonim speak out, we'll get more into this in the coming dafin. We'll just mention it on hashutfin. It's true for all the cases in the Mishnah, and it's really because this is going to be the topic of the second part of the daf, and that is when we say the shutif is ein lo chazaka. Of course, he's ein lo chazaka. He's a shutif. He has reshus to be in the field. So, what's the haven mean? He should be able to make a chazaka. The whole concept of chazaka is my boss bayare, and you are a meicha. Oh, so therefore, it must be mine, right? But the shutif has reshus to be there. No, the chiddush over here is that this shutif, he owns half the field, but he's been praving as if he's balabas on the entire field, right? He's not eating 50% of what this produces. He's eating 100% of what this produces. So now already there's a little bit of a horror. I understand. The other shutif, you should have been moicha. Kamash malon, that being that you have reshus to be in the field, you now can't establish a chazaka even if you ate what you weren't allowed to eat, right? The same is true for the aris. The aris has a certain percentage. Let's say he gets 50% of what it produces. But the Mishnah is saying, even if the aris was eating 100% of what it produced, afal pi kein, being that you had reshus to be here, that precludes you from being able to have a chazaka. The Mishnah continues and says, loy le'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi, v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichsei b'aylo. A man can't have a chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi. Why? Because he has reshus to be b'nichsei ishtoi. Why? Nechsem alog. The Gemara is not going to say nechsemalog, it's going to be a sugi later in the parak. A woman, additionally, can't make a chazaka b'nichsei baila, because although she doesn't have any real schusim b'nichsei baila, but a baal chay b'mezoinis, so there is some shaykhis that she has to nichsei baila, and that's enough to say that she can't establish a chazaka. V'loi lo'ab b'nichsei ha-ben, v'loi lo'ab b'nichsei ha-ben. Additionally, a father can't be machzik in his son's lechazim, a son can't be machzik in his father's lechazim. Zok the Mishnah, b'medvar mamurim. When is this true? So Pasha, what does it sound like? B'medvar mamurim, these last four lines. But if you look at the Rashbam says, Bamed varim amurim really is referring to everything that we've said up until this point. Bamed varim amurim cheskes abatim. 15 blot of cheskes abatim. When is this true? B'machzik. That's a person who has no shtar right now to prove that this piece of property that he's claiming is his is really his. He has a raya that it's his by virtue of the fact that he's been living here. And the person who's the marakama was never moicha. Avol benoisa matana. But let's say somebody wants to give somebody a piece of property as a gift. Or v'achin shechalku, you have two brothers that are dividing a yerusha that involves karka that they inherited together. V'amachzik b'nichsei ager. Or if somebody wants to be machzik in nichsei ager. Ager died, he left over no yarshim, so his karka right now is hefker. So in all these cases, na'al. V'godar upar, that's kolshu harezu chazaka. So this is the famous na'al godar uparat. Taich, Rashbam says, Nal means if he made a door, Godar means he built a wall, Paretz means fakered, he was pirates, he made a breach in a wall, even if it's a kolsho, harezu chazaka, the halach is, that's going to be a chazaka. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is that don't confuse cheskes habatim. Now we knew this, this is the ritva right in the beginning of cheskes habatim, something that we spoke about literally, chapter 1, verse 1, when we started the parak. Mishnah mentions it 15 blot in. Apparently, you're supposed to know the Mishnah before you start the Gemara. But the bottom line is that Zok the Mishnah, Bamed Varim Amurim B'Muchzik. When is this true? That the way Chazaka works is with Raya and Gimel Shonim. That's if you're using the Chazaka as proof that it's yours. But if you want to use a Chazaka to actually acquire, that's a whole different type of Chazaka. That's what's known as Cheskes Kinyan, and that's something that the Gemara is going to talk about later in the parak. Either way, how did the Mishnah begin? Ha'umnin v'ha'shutfin v'ha'risin v'ha'putropin ein lam chazaka. Lo'y lish chazaka v'nichsei ishta v'lo'y lish chazaka v'nichsei baila v'lo'y lov v'nichsei ha'ben v'lo'y lov v'nichsei yo. What's atzad ha'shav ha'shav ha'hem? These are all people that have reshus to be here. Once you have reshus to be here, even if you take more than you're allowed to take, the halacha is you do not have a chazaka. Says the Gemara, Avuah d'Shmuel v'Levi. Avuah d'Shmuel and Levi tonu shutif ein lo'y chazaka. They started the Mishnah not from ha'umnin, but from Hashutfin. In other words, they omitted the first word of the Mishnah. First word of the Mishnah is Ha'umnin. They didn't start from Ha'umnin. They started from Hashutfin. Now, Zok the Gemara, although they didn't say ha'umnen ein lam chazaka, kol shekein umen, certainly an umen doesn't have a chazaka. They're not disputing the halacha of the Mishnah. However, just in terms of the Mishnah itself, they started hashutfin ein lam chazaka, v'kol shekein, b'toyus kol shekein umen ein lam chazaka. Now the truth is, we spoke out in the Mishnah, the Rashbam does, that the fact that umen is even mentioned in this Mishnah is a little interesting, because an umen's negeya metaltalin, and we'll learn chazaka about them, which is negeya karka. But the way the Rashbam explains it over here, that's not the reason that Avud, Shmuel, and Levi took the word umen out of the Mishnah. The reason they took it out of the Mishnah is, like the Gemara says, v'kolshkein umen, because it's so poshet that an umen is ein loy chazaka. Once you know a shutif is ein loy chazaka, for sure an umen is ein loy chazaka. Why is that? Because there's more of a svara to say that a shutif has a chazaka. What's the basis of every machzik? I bought it from you. I know you're the Marakama, but I've since purchased it from you. It's ganz mistaber that one shutif at some point may buy out his shutif. That's the way the world turns. It's a very, very mistabritic thing. So when you say a shutif ein loy chazaka, there's a little bit of a kiddush there. Because even though there seems to be some raklayim ledover, some basis, what, he's been living there for 3 years, you are a meicha. Oh, and by the way, you know, it's very, very common that sometimes a shutif buys a shutif out. If still ein loy chazaka, kol shekein umen. Why? Because people don't usually sell their items to their tailor, right? You give something to the cleaners, and the cleaner says, you know, this is such a nice suit, I'm going to buy it from you. I don't think that's ever happened, right? So as a result, there's less of a basis to his tiny. Meaning, there's a reyeso by every umen, there's a reyeso by every shutif. Lu'umas that, there is some reglaim l'dover that maybe the shutif bought a shutif out. An umen, you don't even have that. So once you know a shutif ain't l'chazak, avur the Shmuel and Levi held its poshet that an umen is ain't l'chazak, and that's why they omitted the word umen from the Mishnah. Okay, that was Avud Shmuel and Levi. Shmuel, however, Tani umen ein lechazaka. Shmuel did have the words umen ein lechazaka. Avud Shutif yesh lechazaka. He took out the word hashutif ein lechazaka. He had shutif yesh lechazaka. And by the way, the reason he had umen ein lechazaka is because he had shutif ein lechazaka. Avud Shmuel and Levi held shutif ein lechazaka. That's why they didn't have umen ein lechazaka. Because if you know shutif ein lechazaka, like we just said, kol shekein, umen is ein lechazaka. But Shmuel held that shutif is yesh lechazaka. So he had no choice but to have umen ein lechazaka. But it's interesting that the two Girsois that the Gemara brings of our Mishnah both not like the way we have it in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have a umen ein loy chazaka and a shutif ein loy chazaka. Avud the Shmuel and Levi had shutif ein loy chazaka the way we have it, but didn't have umen ein loy chazaka. Now, they agreed with the halacha of umen ein loy chazaka, but they didn't have the words umen ein loy chazaka because they felt it was superfluous. Shmuel had umen ein loy chazaka the way we have it, but he didn't have shutif ein loy chazaka, and the reason is because he held that really shutif is yesh loy chazaka. So what's the bottom line? You have a machloikis avur de Shmuel and Levi versus Shmuel himself. This is an example of a father and son arguing in halacha, kiyadua. But either way, we have a machloikis whether or not shutif is ein loy chazaka or shutif is yesh loy chazaka. Avud Shmuel and Levi hold shutif ein loy chazaka, which is the Stam Mishnah. Shmuel holds that shutif is yesh loy chazaka. Says the Gemara of Azar Shmuel Tameh. This that Shmuel holds that shutif is yesh loy chazaka is Shmuel l'shitasoi. The Amma Shmuel said, hashutfin machzikin zeh alzeh. Shutfin can be machzik one and the other, which is this halacha of shutif yesh lechazaka, umi idin zelzeh, and they can be made about each other. So let's say there's a din Torah that a shutif is in. The other shutif can be made. What's the chiddush? You could have thought that maybe he's an negeya bedaver. As a result, he should be pasul edus. Kamash malan, he could. This line, by the way, idin zelzeh, is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. V'nasin shoyim risacha zelzeh. Let's say one of the two shutfin is watching this item that the two shutfin own b'shutfis, and then it was gneva v'aveda. So the halach is, the shutif is considered by definition a shoyim risacha, and he's going to be chai. So Shmuel said three halachas regarding shutfin. Machzikin zelzeh, mi'idin zelzeh, v'nasin shoyim risacha zelzeh. What we need for today, the rest we'll need for tomorrow, but what we need for today is hashutfin machzikin zeh. That's Shmuel Tameh, that Shmuel holds, that shutif is yeshloi chazaka. Says the Gemara. Romile, Rab Abba, Rab Yehuda, b'ma'arta de be Rab Zaka. It's Rab Abba asked Rav Yehuda Akasha in the Ma'ara, in the cave of Rav Zakkai. If you look at the Bach has another girsa, not b'ma'arta, but b'matzarta. Matzarta is a base habad, it's an olive press. But either way, so Rav Abba asked Rav Yehuda the following question. Did Shmuel in fact say that a shutif is a yeshel chazaka? Shmuel said, shutif ki yair b'shus dami, that a shutif is viewed like a yair b'shus, meaning anytime a shutif goes into the field, even the chelik of the field that maybe belongs to the other shutif, we always view him as a yared rishos. Now, what does that mean that he's kiyared rishos? Lav lemember the shutif ain't like chazaka. Probably it means in Hilchas Cheskas Kilmoshanim that being that he's a yared rishos, so he's like all the chevra that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that when someone's yared rishos, it precludes him from being able to make a Cheskas Kilmoshanim. So how could Shmuel say on our Amid twice, by the way, right? He said shutif yesh loy chazaka, his gears in the Mishnah, v'oz the Shmuel v'tamei ha-shutif v'machzik in zayazeh. How does it stem with something Shmuel himself said that shutif is kiyared rishos dami? L'chayre trying to say that anytime you yared b'shos, like bal b'nechse yishta, etc., apetropin, you can't make a chazaka. So l'chayre here too, you should not be able to make a chazaka. Now the Rashbam speaks out here, even though the Gemara is going to say it in a few lines, so we'll follow the lead of the Rashbam, sounds safe, and that is that when we Shmuel said shutif kiyar b'shos dami, he didn't mean exclusively with regards to cheskes habatim, right? Shutif kiyar b'shos dami sounds like a very inclusive statement. There's no question about it. But just to appreciate the Gemara's kasha, included in Shutif Kiyar B'Shus Dami L'Chayre is that he's Ein Loi Chazakas. If that's the case, how does it stem with what Shmuel said that a Shutif is Yesh Loi Chazakas? So the Gemara is going to say two terrors. And the first terror is Loi Kasha. It's not a steer. Meaning you have a steer where the Shmuel holds Shutif Yesh Loi Chazakas, Ein Loi Chazakas, right? So the Gemara says really it's not a steer. Hodin Achas L'Kula. So what does this mean? So the Rashbam says there's two examples of what shutif making a chazaka can mean. One example is where you have two shutfin that own a piece of property b'shutfis. One shutif owns half and the other shutif owns the other half. Meaning the first half of it belongs to him. Let's say it's an acre. So he owns half an acre, which half an acre, letzad darim, and he owns a half an acre, which half an acre, letzad sof. Now, the shutif that owned the darim half, he was living on the entire field for 3 years, meaning he was working and eating the peiris, even from the tzofen side, even from the side that we know for sure belonged to the other shutif. You can hear a shaila. Does he have a cheskes kimoshanim or not? In other words, when the shutif comes over to him after 3 years and he says, my boy is bayaru, if he says that, don't you remember I bought you out? Where's the shtar? I don't have the shtar anymore because 3 years already passed. So we have a shayla. Shutif yesh lechazak, ein lechazak. But the case, let's just get the case. The case is where each shutif owns a distinct half of the field. And now one of the shutifin is claiming that even the half that really wasn't his, he purchased it belonged to him. Another case would be we had two shutfin that owned the field b'shutfis, where they never divided. They didn't say, I own this half, you own that half. But sezamin, we own the whole field, and we're going to split the pairs. I'm going to take 50% of what the entire field produces, and you're going to take 50% of what the entire field produces. Now, one of these two shutfin claims, after 3 years, or he spent these last 3 years, living solely and exclusively on half the field and taking all the payers of that half a field. So probably that half a field's payers were better payers, and as a result, he was living on that half a field. Now the shutif comes to him, again, after 3 years, and he says, my boy is bayara. You can't take 100% of those payers. He says, what do you mean? I've been doing it for the last 3 years. He says, yeah, but it's mine. He says, not true. Don't you remember I bought it from you? You bought it from me. No, I'm still a shutif. No. What I mean is that we made an agreement that I'll take this half and you take that half. So that would be another example of a shutif trying to claim, not that he bought out a shutif, but that there was an agreement that we're going to divide it in this way, which is more favorable to that guy. So those are the two possibilities of how you could have a situation of a shutif trying to make a chazaka. So Zokta Gemara, you have a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel said, shutif yesh loy chazaka. Vaz the Shmuel tamei hashutif machzik in zayal zayal again shutif yesh loy chazaka. I we know Shmuel said shutif kiyar rishos dami, which sounds like amongst other things that he holds shutif is ein loy chazaka. Zok the Gemara loy kasha. It's not a stira. Hadin achas lekula, hadin achas lepalka. If the shutif is nachas lekula, If he's trying to claim that the whole field is his, because he bought out the shotif, it's going to be one halacha. Hadanachas lepalga, where he's not claiming that he bought out a shotif, he's just claiming that the shotif agreed to divide the field in this way, where he gets this half, then he gets that half, and you know the half that this shotif who was machzik is getting is going to be more favorable. So the two members of Shmuel are talking about two different cases. Okay, so which case is talking about what? Zok the Gemara, Amri lo lahaygisa, Amri lo lahaygisa. That already was open for debate. There was some that said that when Shmuel said yesh lo chazaka, it was talking about when he was nachas lekula. When he said ein lo chazaka, it was talking about when he was nachas lepalga. There were others that said it in the reverse. If you take a look at the Rashbam, there's some long Rashbams, very pshat havadik, that go into explaining the haigisa and explaining the haigisa. Obviously, it boils down to the psychology of the ma'ara. Like, what would shter the ma'ara more? It would shter the ma'ara more, the other shutif, to see his partner living on the whole field for 3 years, where really he doesn't own the whole field, or it would shter him more to see him eating half the field, the better half of the field, and giving him the inferior half when they never really divided it that way. And this division is more favorable to the shutif that's leaving there. Apparently in Hilchis, psychology of shutfin and agriculture and fields, you could hear it this way and you could hear it that way. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, the teretz is going to be this. It's talking about two different types of shutif, yesh loy chazokas and ein loy chazokas, which way you go. So that's open for interpretation. Ravina says, you could say that really both members of Shmuel are talking about where the person was nachas l'kula. Meaning the case is the more classic case, where you have two shutfin, each person owns a half a field. Now one of the shutfin has been living on the entire field for 3 years. And Shmuel said regarding that, shutif yesh loy chazaka, and he said regarding that, ein loy chazaka, v'loy kasha, it's not a kasha, had the ispa din chaluka, had the lespa din chaluka. One is talking about a field that was ispa din chaluka, the other was talking about a field that was lespa din chaluka. So this idea of ispa din chaluka, lespa din chaluka, this brings us back, feels like forever ago, literally, to the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah, beginning of the Masechta, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that talked about there are some times that a Shutif can force his Shutif to make Yachloiku, and there are times that he cannot. So in the event, right, and really what does it depend on? It depends on the size of the field. If this field is bigger, he can force him. If it's smaller, then he will not be able to. So we say as follows, if the field was ispa din chaluka, let's read the Rashbam inside, because there's different gersoys. The Rashbam says like this, Hachi garsinan, Ravina amar hava hada nachas lakula, hada ispa din chaluka, arba amas lezeh, va arba amas lezeh. Right, that's for some fields, the amount that it would have to be, hava chazaka, then we say, shutav ziyesh loy chazaka, the kiman the yesh kidei lezeh, o kidei lezeh, enoy minig lehaniyacha echad lahaktam loy chavei or gimul shanim, elam kei macha loy chelka. If this field is ispa din chaluka, it's the type of field where I can't even force you to divide it. And it's mistaber that that's probably what they would have done. They would have said, you take this half of the field, I'm going to take that half of the field. So then, if you now go and you live on the entire field, so over there, you're going to have a chazaka. And the reason is because it's not mistaber that the other shutif would have allowed you to just take the entire field for all these years. As a result, it gives credibility to the fact that you bought it. You've been there for 3 years. He was a ma'arer. Thus, you're going to have yourself yecheskes gimel shonim. However, if it's less but in chaluka, Dr. Rashbam, eino chazaka. The hasa minuku lechol zeh shalosh oy arba shonim shleimois kol asad ve'acha kach zeh. Because over there, the minuku olam is, you'll live there for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you'll take everything and then I'll take everything. Because it's too small for each one to be able to live there together. And it's for that reason, the fact that you've been there for all these years is in and of itself not a raya that you bought it. The raglaim l'davar is, that was probably the agreement of the shutfis. You don't have any shtar to support any otherwise, and it's for that reason the halach is there, the shutif is going to be ein loy chazaka. So if it's a ispa din chaluka, there the shotif is going to have a chazaka because it gives credence to what he's saying. If, however, it's less ispa din chaluka, so then there are glaim ledovers like the ma'arer, and over there Shmuel said hashotif ein loy chazaka. Either way, two ways to be miyashiv the stira in Shmuel, whether shotif yesh lo din chazaka, ein loy din chazaka. Either hada nachas lekula, hada nachas lepalga, or it's hava hada nachas lekula, hada ispa din chaluka, hada less ispa din chaluka. One last gemara gufa, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said shotif ki yair b'shos dami. Right? Shmuel said shotif ki yair b'shos dami. This is where the Gemara saw that Shmuel holds that a shutif is yesh loy din chazaka, even though he didn't say shutif yesh loy din. I'm sorry, that shutif is ein loy din chazaka. And even though Shmuel didn't say mefurish that shutif is ein loy chazaka, but at the same time, if he's kiyer b'shustami, it sounds like what he means is that a shutif is ein loy chazaka. Now, it also sounds like it means more. Right? We spoke at the Rashbam. This is where the Gemara is going to play it out. My kamashma shutif ein loy chazaka. What's the chiddush here that a shutif doesn't have chazaka? Lema shutif ein loy chazaka. If that's all he's trying to say, then he should say shutif ein loy chazaka. Meaning, it certainly sounds like he's trying to say more than that. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravu. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Ravu. Yes, he is trying to say more than that. Loima, what he's trying to say is shenoytal b'shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. Number one, the shutif would be able to get shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. What does that mean? That means any payers that are in this field that's already shoulder height. Meaning anything that had already grown, and not just that, besodesh ein asuyolita, kesodasuyolita, and he'll be able to take it in a field where the derech is not to plant a tree when he went ahead and he planted a tree. So what does this all mean? So the Rashbam takes us to a sugi in Perek Hashayil, daf kuf aleph amud aleph, where the Gemara is talking about a yoyred l'soich sodeh chaver shaloi b'shos. So one of the big chedushim that you find in the Chosh Mishpat is that if somebody goes into his friend's field, even if he was never told to go, and he plants, he builds, he does things, so the Allah is that he has to get paid. Now, how much does he get paid? So, it depends on a few things. Number one, did he do something that this person was going to have done anyways? Meaning, he planted a tree in a sadaha suyalita, or he planted wheat in a sadaha suyalita, which means a field that people would typically plant trees. If you do what the derech of this field is meant for, so then the halacha is you can get full dollar amount, you get paid like an artist. If you don't do what the derech is to do in this field, so then you can't get paid full reimbursement. You get something, but yoda el atachtoin, right? You get the shvach, the yitzia, whatever's less. But the bottom line is, you're going to get something, but you're not going to get the full amount of an aris. This is all true if you're yoyred shaloi b'shos. What if you're yoyred b'shos? So then about, if somebody gave you a shos to go work the field and to plant, even if the derech usually is that you plant corn in this field and you planted an apple tree, avad, you're going to get paid like an aris. A yoyred shaloi b'shos, who does something that's not the derech, he gets yod. But if you're a yoyred b'shus and you do something that's not the derech, then you're going to get paid like a regular aris is supposed to get paid. So that's a big difference between a yoyred b'shus and a yoyred shaloi b'shus. Another difference between a yoyred b'shus and a yoyred shaloi b'shus is if you're a yoyred b'shus, let's say you're an aris, you sign a contract, you're going to work this field. You get even from the shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. That's machlokes to show you exactly what this means, but just pick one mahalach. If you walk into the field and there's already trees that are producing payers, if their contract says that for tofshin pay dalit, you're going to get mechzel shlisha revi of this field, you're going to get it even from the shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. Not only from what you actually planted. That's what you could have thought. You're going to get from everything. A yoyred shaloi b'shus doesn't get from the shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. Zok the Gemara of Nachman in the name of Rabbi Ravua. You want to know what Shmuel meant when he said that a shutiv is kiyoyred b'shus dami? What he meant to say was that if a shutiv goes into the other chelik, not the part that he owns, the other part, and he works the field, he gets treated like a yoyred b'shus. L'may nafkemino? Two things. Shenoytol b'shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. Number one, he's going to get reimbursed like an artist, meaning 50% he owns because 50% he owns. But even the other half, he's going to get the shvach hamagia l'ksafayim loygara from an artist who we just said gets shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. Additionally, he's going to get it besodesh ein asuyolita kesoda asuyolita. That even if the sodesh ein asuyolita, if he went and he planted, he's going to get paid, even though ordinarily a yoyred shaloi b'shus only gets paid like an artist if it was a soda asuyolita. If it's sodesh ein asuyolita, he's yadei al tachtoino. The shutiv is always kiyer b'shus nami. He's always going to get reimbursement as if it was a soda asuyolita, even if it's not a soda asuyolita. The bottom line is, when Shmuel said shutiv kiyer b'shus nami, he meant shutiv ein loy chazaka, but that's not all he meant. He also meant that we always treat him like an aris. He's noitel shvach hamagia l'ksafayim. He's noitel b'sodesh ein asuyolita, soda asuyolita. That latter part is obviously the digression. We just mentioned it, b'derech agav. What we need is what emerged from Shmuel, and that is, if Shmuel said that shutiv is kiyer b'shus dami, he meant shutiv ein loy chazaka. Has it stimmed with what Shmuel said twice on the top of this amid, that shutiv is yesh loy chazaka? And for that, the Gemara said, to root some excerpt. So as it relates to Raid, as mentioned in the beginning of the daf, Bava Basra daf membeis is in many ways the conclusion of the first part of Perek Cheskes Abatim. the topic of the perek is going to continue to involve chazokos and cheskos gimel shonim, but as it relates to the foundational lundus that goes into understanding cheskos gimel shonim, that's very much the topic of the first part of the perek. A very large part of the perek, 15 dafin, if you're keeping score. But at the same time, the Mishnah on daf mem beis is a little bit turning the page to the second part. So I was thinking that maybe it's kedai to do a little bit of a sikum of what we discussed in the first 15 dafin. Now, obviously, we can't do a sikum on 15 block gemara with raid, but just a sikum on the basic understanding of what it is, cheskas gimel shanim, with a little bit of oimek that Be'ez Hashem we were able to learn together during the course of some of the raid. So the topic of perek cheskas abatim, of course, is the idea of cheskas gimel shanim. So what's a chazaka? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, my boss, Bayara, what are you doing in my field? I have Edom to prove that this field belonged to me. As a result, it still belongs to me. Why are you on my field? Shimon responds and says that it's true that this field belonged to you. I'm not disputing your argument. I'm not disputing what your Edom are saying. But at the same time, I bought it from you. And because I bought it from you, I have a result. I have a right to be here. Now, if Shimon had Edom that he bought it from Reuven, if Shimon had a shtar to prove that he bought it from Reuven, that would be the end of the conversation. However, in Cheskas Abatim, Shimon has no Edom, no shtar that proves that he bought the field from Reuven. Stating that, in the event that Shimon's been living on this field for 3 years, Reuven knew about it, and Reuven was never Moicha, Shimon has what's known as a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, and based on that, we are going to give the field to Shimon. So a Cheskas Gimel Shonim is where Shimon, who is claiming that he bought the field from the Marakama, can prove that he's been living there for 3 years and that Reuven knew about it and was never Moicha. Now, in order to establish a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, there are many different boxes that the machzik would have to check off. Just to mention a few. Number one, the machzik, Shimon, would have to have been living on this property for 3 years. Number two, the ma'ara, the marakama, would have had to have known about it and not protest, not be moicha. Number three, the machzik has to be machzik the mechaski inchi. So he has to live there in a way that it looks like he's shtelling bailus on this piece of property. Additionally, he would also have to have a taina, meaning he has to have some argument that supports the idea that despite the fact that we know that the field once belonged to Reuven, but right now it belongs to me. In other words, he can say that I bought the field from you, or you gave it to me as a matana. I bought it from your father. He gave it to me as a matana. The point is that he has to have some sort of taina. If, however, he says that, I'll be honest with you, I never bought the field, but I've been living here for the last 3 years. You knew about it and you weren't moicha. Or if he pleads the fifth, or if he says, lav bal dvarim didiyat, to the extent that he doesn't have a taina to explain and to rationalize why he has a justification to be on this field, he could have all the other pratim of a chazaka. It would not be a legitimate chazaka. Now, as it relates to understanding cheskas gimel shanim, we were meirich in the raid. It really begins after an appreciation for a certain hanacha, and that is the following. We know that throughout Bava Kamo, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, throughout Choshe Mishpat, whenever there's a Sufik Mamoin, Zeh Klal Gadol Bedin, Hamoitzi Mechaveir Yol Varaya. If two people are arguing over a certain asset, Reuven says it's mine, Shimon says it's mine. Reuven brings Edom that he's the Marakam, that he for sure at one point owned this asset. Shimon right now is Muchzik. He's holding on to the asset. The halacha is Shimon the Muchzik is going to get this piece of property. Chazaka kol masha tachas yodoy shel adam harei eilu shaloi. Anan sahadi, the maida tofes haidi day, the maida tofes haidi day. Oiki mamoina achazake. These are all synonyms on some level of each other, which says the same halacha, and that is hamoitzi mechaveri olivar raya, whoever's the muchzik, he's the one that's going to get the piece of property. And even if the person that's arguing with him is a marakama, meaning we know for sure that he owned this at some point, but muchzik wins, even k'neged marakama. Now, if that's the case, stellt sich der Scheibe, every single cheskas habatim, why does the machzik need to bring edim that he's been living on this property for 3 years? He's living there now. And if he's living there now, that means he's the machzik. So that even if the ma'arer, even if Reuven is a marakamo, he has edim to prove that he once lived here, but machzik is always adif mi marakamo. So why don't we say, zeh klal gadol b'din ha-moitzi mechaveri olav arayo? Why don't we say, chazaka kol ma shatachas yodeh shal adam mari elu shaloi? Why don't we say, ananda tof Why don't we say and give it to Shimon? So why does Shimon need a cheskes gimel shonim? Why can't Shimon be the winner of this piece of property by virtue of the fact that he's the muchzik? Reuven is a marakama, but muchzik we know is always out of me marakama. So the achrenim say, and of course it comes from the rishonim, that you see from here that although it's true throughout Shas, muchzik is other from marakama, but that's only true by metaltalin. It's not true by karka. And cheskes Batim, by definition, is dealing with batim. It's dealing with boyer shichnu ma'arois shayvachos merchetzois ubeis habadim ubeis hashlochim stay beis habal. It's dealing with karka avodim that a hukshul the karka is. Being that we're dealing with karka, when it comes to karka, over there the halacha is different, and over there muchzik is not adif mi marakama. To the contrary, marakama is adif mi muchzik. And it's for that reason, the mere fact that the machzik is in the property now means nothing. If he's there for 3 years, that's already a whole different story. But the fact that he's machzik in it now is not enough. The question is why? If muchzik always wins, and it wins by metaltlin, so why would karka be different? So we mentioned that there are two nuschois in the Rishonim, two nuschois that at first glance sound similar, but la'achar ha'iyun, it could be there is a significant nafkamina, but just the chaz of the two nuschois. One is the Ritva, who says that the whole idea of muchzik is predicated on a chazaka, that if this is in your rishos, it's probably yours. Metaltlin has that umdana, as opposed to karka, being that you can't physically take the karka into your rishos, but when you're machzik in karka, essentially what it means is that you moved into the karka and you're there, that in and of itself doesn't lend itself to the umdana and the chazaka of kol masha tachas yada shal adam hare ilu shalai, and it's for that reason you don't have the cheskes koma, and that's why you don't have muchzik. So the reason there's muchzik by metaltan, there's not muchzik by karka, is based on a balabatish svara. Muchzik is predicated on a cheskes koma. You have that by metaltan, you don't have that by karka. Other rishonim, it's mashma a little bit this way from the Rambam, seem to say that the idea of why there's muchzik by metaltan, not muchzik by karka, is because by metaltan you can physically take it out of one person's rishos and bring it into your rishos. But karka is ena nigzalas. Karka is kol hecha di isa b'shusa demara isa. And it's for that reason, once somebody is established as the marakama, and we know this was his, the fact that you're holding it right now doesn't make it that you took it out of his rishos. So we see it as if he's still the muchzik. If we see it as if he's still the muchzik, so it's for that reason he is going to be the muchzik and the marakama. Obviously, then you don't have it in muchzik. So in the first nusach, the machzik is the muchzik. He just doesn't have the umdin of the cheskes koma. In the second nusach, the machzik's not even the muchzik. The marakama is the one that's considered the muchzik. But the point is that it's true throughout Shas, whenever there's a safik mamin, muchzik always reigns, even over marakama. That's true by metaltlin. That's not going to be true by karka. Stating that, there is one important caveat to this, and that is that as much as it's true that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, based on the aforementioned svaras, but say the achroinim, that's only emes when the muchzik is going up against a marakama. But let's say there's a question about who owns this karka, and there's no marakama. One person, however, is living in the karka. Then we would say that the person living on the karka is a muchzik, and he would get that karka. So as much as it's true, there's no din muchzik bekarka, that's when it's going up against a marakama. But if it's not going up against a marakama, that's not going to be the case. And the makar to that is from the marakama in cheskes habatim. Because the truth is, what makes the marakama, Reuven, in every cheskes habatim case, into the marakama? He has Aiden that it belonged to him. Okay. Does he have to have Edom that he lived there for 3 years? So it's a Tshuvas HaRashba. the Rashi in Chelek Gimel in his Tshuvas, where he says Meforish no. He says that even if Edim can come and say that this Marakama lived there one day before Shimon began to be machzik there, that would be enough for him to be a Marakama. And he reads it ois with a whole Sharfkai does the Rashba. Don't think that the Marakama needs to bring Edim that he's been living there for 3 years. If he brings Edim that he's been living there for one day, that in and of itself would be enough to establish him as the Marakama. And the question is why? Because if there's no muchzik bekarka, so the fact that he lived there for a day just means that there's Edim that say that he was machzik in it. But if he didn't have a cheskes gimel shanim, who cares that he was machzik in it? I thought there's no muchzik when it comes to karka. So talking to Rosh Hashivas, that you see from here, that this that there's no din muchzik by karka is only true if his muchzikais is being contested by a marakama. If, however, the muchzikais is not being contested by a marakama, there is a din muchzik. So the machzik in cheskes habatim, whose muchzikais is being contested by a marakama, his chazaka is not going to be a chazaka unless he's there for 3 years. Whereas the marakama in cheskes habatim, him, whose muchzikais is not being contested by anybody, because there's no one that's arguing that he owned it before the marakama owned it. So that muchzik is not going up against the marakama, and if the muchzik's not going up against the marakama, so the muchzik's going to win. And we spoke out in the raid that what emerges is something very interesting, and that is that the marakama is other from the muchzik in cheskes habatim, unless of course the muchzik's been there for 3 years, despite the fact that the muchzik, the marakama we only know is there for a day, and the machzik might have been there for 2 years and 364 days. He's been living there for almost 3 years. He was living there for a day. He's adif. How does that make any sense? The teretz is because his one day is not being contested, whereas your almost 3 years is being contested. And that makes the world of the difference. But the point is that, of course, cheskes habatim is predicated on this mavoi, that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, but with this very, very, very not such subtle asterisk. And that is that that's only true because the muchzik is being contested by a marakama. But to the extent there's a muchzik in karka that's not being contested by a marakama, you would have the regular din muchzik. And really, this chilek of muchzik, whether it's being contested or not being contested, is not only manifest in karka, it's manifest in metaltlin as well. And this is something that we talked about in the sugya of naske de rababa. So as much as there's a din muchzik when it comes to metaltlin, and muchzik is out of mi marakama, but the Rosh Hashivas say that muchzik kineged a marakama is not the same as muchzik when it's not going up against a marakama, even by metaltlin. The way Rav Baruch Ber is masbird in Birch Shmuel is that when there's a Suffolk mumin between a muchzik and a marakama, the muchzik is adif by metaltlin, but the gedda advarim is that we see a suffolk, and mi suffolk we give it to the muchzik, as opposed to if there's a situation of who owns this metaltlin and there's no defined marakama, then the muchzik's going to get it, but there is vadai. The gedder of the muchzik is going to be that there's no suffolk, and we assume for sure that this belongs to the person that's being machzik in it. The makar to this is Tosfos in Cheskes Habatim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which is also the Rosh in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia, which is based on Tosfos and Bava Metzia, that base of Aleph, which discusses why is it that Shnai Moichs Metalos Dalochas Yachloiku, whereas Hahu Arba, and when it comes to Sofik by Karka, the halach is called the Olam Gavar. And Tosfos said, Oichsim Shani Kidamina Ben Askeder Ababa. And it sounded like from Tosfos that there's some knech and muchzik that you see in Askeder Ababa that you wouldn't know from Kol HaTorah Kula, and the way that Achreinu Mamazbird, it's this idea. But again, the bottom line is that the Mavui Techesk Sabatim is that there's no din muchzik when it comes to Karka, stating that that's only true when it's going up against a Marakama. If it's not going up against a Marakama, yeah, it plays itself out in terms of understanding why the machzik needs to be there for 3 years in order to establish his chazaka, why the marakama does not have to be there for 3 years in order for him to establish his marakama. It also manifested itself in some of the lumnus that we saw during the course of going through Perek Cheskes Habatim. Either way, so muchzik itself is not enough to give this property to Shimon. What Shimon would need is to have been living there for 3 years. The Ma'ara knew about it. He wasn't Moicha. Shimon was Machzik the Mechaski, and she has a Taina. Then the Halach is he's going to get it. The question is, why? And specifically, why 3 years? What does 3 years mean? what exactly is this inyan of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? And the truth is that if you make a sikum, the Gemara really brought three different approaches. The first was on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati Meholcha Yusha Shahayu Oimrim, Minay Lechazok Shi Gimel Shanim, Mishar Amuad, Mashar Amuad, Kivin Shanokach Gimel Negichoiz, Nofak Lem Yecheskas Tam, Bekom Lem Yecheskas Muad, Hachinami, Kivin Da Ochla Tlash Shnin, Nofak Lem Yishus Moicher, Vekaimel Lem Yishus Loikeach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from the Holcha Yusha, who the Gemara defined on Chav Ches Amar Beis as being Rabbi Yishmael, that the Makar, the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Shar Amud. A Shar, Shtois is once, he's a Tam, you pay Chatzin Nasek. Twice, three times. But once it already says Shtois three times, now the fourth time it Shtois is, you're going to pay Nasek Shalim. Meaning, Chazok is established when something happens three times. In the same vein, this Machzik, who's been in the field for 3 years, establishes a Chazokah and at the end of the 3 years, we look at the field as being not in the Rishus of the Meicher, but rather as being in the Rishus of the Machzik. The second Makar that the Gemara brought was on Daf Chof Tes Amad Aleph, Elo Amar Rava, Shoso Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Beshtare, Tarti Vitlas Mizdar, Tfeiloi Mizdar. A person is expected to keep on and watch his star for up to 3 years. After 3 years, he can't expect him to watch it anymore, and it's for that reason, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And the third Makar was a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Le Amru Shal Shanim Elo, either way, Shara Muid, up to 3 years, a person watches the shtar, or Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, Kideisha Yehei Baspam. So, what's the beer of these three makaris? So, just to go through it super quickly, and that is the first makar that the Gemara brought was that we learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim from Shara Muid. A Shara Muid is established when a shtar shtois is three times, meaning you see three negichos makes an impact. It takes this animal from being not Becheskes Nakhon to now being Becheskes Nakhon. In the same vein, if someone's machzik in a field for 3 years, that establishes that this field now belongs to that person. Now, what exactly the Makar is and what the Gemara means, even Pshutay Shal Mikra, is a little bit challenging to understand. But the way Tosfos explains it on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, and the way the Achreinim Mazber Shitas Tosfos is, that the premise of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is that if this field really belongs to Reuven the way he's claiming it is, why did Reuven let Shimon live there? And why did he allow him to live there for 3 years and never protest? So the fact that he allowed that to happen is a raya that really the field belongs to Shimon, like Shimon claims it does. Meaning Reuven shtika is a raya to what Shimon is saying. Stating that, the Gemara holds that if Reuven is shoysik one time, that in and of itself won't be a raya. Reuven has to establish himself. He has to be a huchsik shaskin in order for this to play itself out. How many times does a person have to do something to be huchsik shaskin? Three times. How do I know that? I know that from Shara Muid. And that's why Shara Muid is the makar to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Meaning, what underpins Cheskas Gimel Shanim is the umdana, the raglaim ladavar. That if this field really belongs to Reuven like he claims he does, he would have said something to Shimon when he saw him living there. Why doesn't that happen instantly? Because you see from Shara Muid that in order to establish a pattern, in order to change the status based on an event that takes place, it's not enough that the event happens once. It has to happen three times. So three shtikis, 3 years, that's what establishes the chazak. Now, the Gemara mutchit with this very, very much. Because if that's the case, I understand the number three. But why 3 years? Meaning, really, it's three shtikos. So let's say Shimon would harvest this field that's in dispute three times. And Reuven would see it and he wouldn't say anything. Why is that not the equivalent of three negiches? Why is that not enough to establish a chazak? And the Gemara said, great kasha. And Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph said mefurish that there is a concept of establishing a chazak in less than 3 years. Stay Beis Habal 18 months. Rabbi Kiva also said, by the way, 14 months. Or if it's a stay Lavan, afilu kines es tfuasai, umasak es zesa, vikines es kaitzai, even that are elo gimel shanim. So the Gemara said, enochinami. It's true. It If the Makar to Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Hol Chayusha, then there's no magic to 3 years. There's magic to three, but not 3 years. And it would only work if Cheskas Gimel Shonim doesn't have to be 3 years. And there really is such a Shita, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva also to a certain degree, Ayin Rashbam, L'kamon Daflam Edvov Amid Beis. But the point is, there are Shitas that hold that it doesn't have to be 3 years. And the Gemara said, Enochinami, Enochinami. When Rabbi Yochanan said, Shamatimi Hol Chayusha Shoyoyim, Menayin L'chazok, it's not from Sharamud, it was going Dafka in the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But that then lends itself to the follow-up obvious question, and that is that the Chachamim, who is Mavur on Lamed Vav Mabez, are Chilek with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that a Chazaka always has to be 3 years, and it doesn't matter whether the asset that Shimon is being machzik in is a house, or whether it's a field, or whether it's a Beis HaShlachim or a Beis HaBaal, or it's a stay base love on, it's irrelevant. It always has to be 3 years. The Makar can't be Sharamuad. And if that's the case, what is the Makar? And it's for that reason that the Gemara, Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, said, Elo Omar Rava, a new Makar. Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtari, Tarta Vitlas Mizdar, Tvei Loi Mizdar. Now the truth is, if you think about Rava's words, at first glance, it sounds like Sisrei Tayyar. Rava's coming to explain why Shimon should be the Machzik of this field. And what does Rava say? Rava says, it's expected that a person should watch a shtar for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, but more than 3 years is already not expected. And it's for that reason that Halacha is that Shimon is going to end up getting the field. Just because it's not incumbent upon Shimon to watch his field for more than 3 years, that's a raya that it's not incumbent upon Shimon to watch his shtar for more than 3 years. That's a raya that the field belongs to him. So obviously it's something that's very, very awesome. And the truth is, if you go through the Rishonim, there are many different approaches that the Rishonim give to try to explain this. Rav Shmuel Yankiv and Ish Shiurim brings no less than six different approaches in the Rishonim to understand Pashup Shat and the Havana of what Rava was saying. But in our raid, we went with two approaches. And that is the Ramban and the Ktzos. And both of those approaches are mentioned very, very much in the Ktzos in Simen Kuf Mem Sivkot Beis, and in the Ktzos Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sivkot Beis. So first the Ramban. The Ramban says that what Rava meant to say was as follows. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on a Raglaim Ladover, or what some Rishonim refer to as an Anan Sahadi. And that is that Reuben is telling the truth, that this field belongs to him, why do you allow Shimon to live there? And the truth is that the first moment that Reuben sees Shimon living in his house or on his field, and he doesn't say a word, that immediately triggers and unlocks this Raglaim Ladover that says that this field probably belongs to Shimon and it doesn't belong to Reuben. Stating that, the reason Shimon can't win with that Raglaim Ladover and that Anan Sahadi immediately is because of the fact that there's a Reyesa and an Umdana and a Chazaka that's working against Shimon as well. And that is that if Shimon really bought this field like he claims he did, remember, Chazaka has to have a Taina, then where is his shtar? And the Metzias is that people don't buy Karka unless they have a shtar to prove it. So where's your shtar? And being that as much as there's a Raglaim Ladover from Reuven Shtika, that the field, that the house belongs to Shimon, but Umas, that there's also a Raglaim Ladover and the Chazaka from the fact that Shimon doesn't have the shtar, because if he had the shtar, we're not having this conversation, that really it doesn't belong to Shimon. So these two conflicting Raglaim Ladovers sort of neutralize each other, and it's for that reason Reuven gets the field based on the fact that he's the Marakama, which is the way we resolve all Suffolk Mammon when it comes to Karka. Stating that, Zokarava, after 3 years, Loi Mizdar Inish Bishtare, it's not expected anymore for a person to watch his shtar. And being that it's not expected for a person to watch his shtar, there's no longer a reis of Achvi Shtarcha, where's the shtar? If there's no longer a reis of Achvi Shtarcha, where's the shtar? So there's no umdana that it doesn't belong to Shimon by virtue of the fact that he doesn't have the shtar. There is an umdana that it belongs to Shimon from the fact that Reuven wasn't. You had that umdana really 3 years ago, but for sure you have it right now. So it's for that reason there's going to be an umdana, Raglaim Ladovra, Anan Sahadi, pick the synonym of your choice, and it's for that reason it's going to end up belonging to Shimon. So Rava is not explaining the whole Cheskas Gimel Shonim. He's just explaining what happens after 3 years. But really, Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on a Raglaim Ladovra from the fact that Reuven wasn't Moicha. Lo umas that, there's a Reyes Navach Vishtarcha, Zog the Rava, Shasa Kamaisi Mizdair Nish Bishtare, there's an Ach Vishtarcha, Tarte Vitlas Mizdair, there's an Ach Vishtarcha, Abit Tveloi Mizdair, therefore the Ach Vishtarcha goes away. If the Ach Vishtarcha goes away,
Shimon is zoich in it because of the raglaim ladover of Reuven shtika. The Ktois is chaylik on this Ramban. And the reason the Ktois is chaylik on this Ramban is, he says, because he has many rais from Rishonim that held that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a takonos chachamim. And according to the Ramban, it's not a takonos chachamim, it's a regular din d'iraisa. Shimon is zoich in it because it's an anan sahadi which has powers of d'iraisa that it belongs to him. So if that's the case, why would Chazal say Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a takonos chachamim? This sounds more d'iraisidik, less d'rabonidik. Says the Ktois because of that, a different mahalach, and that is that la'olam, the way Cheskes Gimel Shonim works according to Rava is not based on raglayim l'davar, but rather it's a takonos l'kuchas. And the reason is because Chazal were worried that, being that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, so what happens if somebody buys a field and then 5 years later the original owner of the field comes and he contests and he says that you never bought the field. Now, what's the buyer supposed to do? Bring Eidim? What if the Eidim went to Medina Sayam? Have a shtar. The problem is people don't watch their shtar for more than 3 years. So really, you're setting up a situation where the lekuchos can really lose out. And that can materially impact the Jewish economy. That's a problem. It's for that reason Chazal felt that we need to get involved. We have to invoke some hefker bez than hefker, and we need to do something so that the system is going to revolve properly around its axis. And what did they do? They came and they said that if a person's living on a field for 3 years, at that point it doesn't have to have a shtar anymore to prove it's his. But Chazal obviously couldn't stop there, because that's wonderful for the loikeach, right? You just made a big takana for all the lekuchos. But what about the moicher? Meaning, what if this person really does not own this field? What if he didn't buy it? So what's the moicher supposed to do? Meaning, this person just stole my field. He's not going to need Adam. He's not going to need a shtar. He's going to be able to just keep the field because he lived there for 3 years. Mechateisi. The teretz, says the Ktzos, what Chazal did was, is they did something to help the Meicher as well. And what they told the Meicher was, that be Meicher, and as long as you register a protest within the 3 year period, so that then is going to be your way to block his chazaka, and like this, you'll be protected as well. So the Yesod of Cheskes Gimel Shonim, in Rava's world, says the Ktzos, is predicated on the fact that a person doesn't watch a shtar for more than 3 years. It's for that reason we had to make some sort of takana for loikeach, which is what Cheskes Gimel Shonim is. And that's why it's very much a hefker bez than hefker, takanas chacham of the ge'inyan. Aye, how are you going to protect the moichel? You give him an opportunity to be moichel. That was Rava's understanding of 3 years. Again, why is it three? It's three because it's based on shtar. And that's why it's always 3 years, because it's all predicated on the fact of a person doesn't watch a shtar for more than 3 years. What's the punchline of not watching your shtar for more than 3 years? According to the Ramban, now you can use the raglaim ledover of the shtik of the ma'arer. There's no longer a reyes of ach mishtarcha. According to the Ktzos, it just makes sense that this would be the time that Chazal would have to make that takonas halakuchas. The third makar to the inyan of Cheskes Gimel Shonim was Rabbi Yehuda that was mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo yomru shalei shonim elo kidei sheyehe baspanyo v'yachzik shonu v'yelch v'yodiyu shonu v'yovig l'shon acheres." And the way the Rashbam explained it twice on Daf Lamed Ches is that Rabbi Yehuda held that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is predicated on a raglaim l'dover, an anan sahadi, similar to the svara of the previous pshatim, meaning if somebody sees somebody living on his field, you're expected to be Meicher. And if you're not, it's a Raya, it doesn't belong to you. If that's the case, why didn't he Cheskes Gimel Shonim? Said Rabbi Yehuda, because we're concerned, what if this person that's being machzik in somebody else's field is in one place and the Ma'arer is somewhere else? Meaning the Chazok is not happening b'fnei ha-Ma'arer. In that case, the Ma'arer would not be able to be Meicher right away. Meaning, what happens if the Ma'arer is far away when he gets wind of the fact that this is happening? And really, he would want to be Meicher that second. The problem is, the Macha has to arrive at the doorstep of the Machzik, and he's so far away from the Machzik that he's not going to be able to pull that off. So you have to give him the time to get there. So Chazal made a Hashara, and they said the maximum amount of time it can take for a person who's being Machzik Shalei Bafana for the news to travel to the Moicha, for him to go back would be 3 years. And it's based on the fact that the farthest place that people traveled to was Aspamya. And in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yomru Shalishonim El Kadesh Yehe Ba Aspamya, Spain, Viyachzik Shana, Viyelch Viyodiyu Shana, Viyavid Lashon Acheres. The bottom line is, it's based on that that Cheskas Gimel Shonim came about. If you think about it, really, Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat in Cheskas Gimel Shonim is similar to the way the Ramban explained Cheskas Gimel Shonim in the Ela Amarava. And that is really take off from Yad. If the Ma'arer hears that somebody is living in his field, he's expected to be Moicha. The reason you need 3 years, according to Rava, is based on the fact that L'umas that for 3 years is a race of Achvishtarcha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it could take 3 years to go register the Macha. Now, it's Mavu in the Gemara, and that Menalef Amin Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, very big Kiddush. Meaning, being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Be'etzer, you should be able to establish Chazaka Miyad. It's only because what happens if he's an Aspamya? Well, what happens if he's not an Aspamya? So in the Gemara, it's before like this. If the Chazaka is happening Shalei Befanov, there's a Lei Plug, and the Chazaka is always going to take 3 years. If, however, it's literally Befanov, so he's not an Aspamya, but he's literally in front of him, so the Machzik is in front of the Ma'arer and he's shtelling bailus on the Ma'arer's property. Miyad, the Gemara says, Kol b'fanav al tahavi chazaka, and that's a huge nafkemina lalacha that would emerge in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, there are three Mekairis, and really the three Mekairis are totally in the three different Shitas Hatanam in the Sugya. The first Mekar is Shor Hamu'ed, the second Mekar is after 3 years, it's not expected for a person to watch a shtar anymore. And the third makar is Afkidesha Yeheba Asfamya. And really, it played itself out in the basic halachas of Cheskas Gimel Shonim on the Mishnah, on the Tanam level. If the makar is Sharamuid, well, then it shouldn't be 3 years. It should just be three shtikas. And the Gemara said, Anachinami, Man Hoche Yusha Rabbi Yishmol, who holds that it's three shtikas. It's possible for a person to have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim in 1 year. If he has three different types of things and three different harvests, yeah, that in and of itself would establish a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. If the Makar is Aspamya, so then it could be that a Chazaka could even happen in a day. Kol b'fanav al tahavi chazaka, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that is his reason. It's the whole cheshbon of 3 years is Kedei Shei b'Aspamya, and loy plug for every machash loy b'fanav. But if it's b'fanav al tahavi chazaka, if the din of Cheskas Gimel Shonim is 3 years, and always 3 years, it's not three harvests. And even if it's b'fanav, it's 3 years, then it must be something else. And that was what Rava was coming to explain. The whole Elam Rava was coming to explain the Shita of the Chachamim. Either way, this is the Makar to Gimel Shonim. Or, according to some Tanan, it doesn't even have to be Gimel Shonim. Now, just going back to some of the pratim as we wrap up here of the basic laws of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. So we said that you have to be machzik for Gimel Shonim. What's the magic of Gimel Shonim? Those are the three makaris that we just mentioned. The Ma'ara would have to have known about it and not been moicha. What's that all about? Because as we saw, the pashtus is that Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on a raglayim ledavran and a nansahadi. You're a shaskin. If you are a moicha, that's a raya that it's mine. And being that it's predicated on the ma'arer knowing and not being moicha, so obviously the ma'arer has to know and not be moicha. The machzik has to be machzik the mechaske inchi. That was something that played itself out very, very much in the sugyas. And if he wasn't machzik the mechaske inchi, the Gemara talked about a whole bunch of different cases on daf lamed vav amid aleph, then it wouldn't be a chazaka. And the reason is because, again, the whole cheskas gimel shonim is sort of based on this raglayim ledavar. I see you living in my house as if it's yours. That's when it's incumbent upon me to be meicha. But if you're not being machzik kidem achaski inchi, like the Gemara gave some examples of that, well then, you're not really shtelling bailis, and therefore it's not mechayiv, it doesn't beget me necessarily to go ahead and be meicha. And then finally, as it relates to arsikum, in order for a chazaka to be a chazaka, the machzik has to have a taina. But if the machzik doesn't have a taina, then the halacha is that the whole cheskas gimel shonim in and of itself is not going to work. So the only time the chazaka is going to work is if the machzik has a taina. Without a taina, it doesn't work. So what does that mean? That means if when Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, what are you doing in my property? Shimon says, maskim, but nobody told me to leave. Or even if Shimon says nothing, that in and of itself is going to be a problem. It's chaser in the chazaka. Now, at first glance, you would say, it seems obvious that that's the way it should be. If the machzik doesn't claim that it's his, and Reuven is the marakama, then for sure we should give it to Reuven. Right? It seems very logical. In fact, the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, which discusses the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka She'eni Matayna Eni Chazaka, begins with one word, Pshita. It's so obvious. And the Gemara had to come on to a whole Ma'od Tema to explain what the Chiddush of the Mishnah even is. Stating that, we discussed that it's really not so Pashut at all. In fact, it's a little Tzarech Bir, why a Chazaka has to have a Taina. In fact, Rosh Hashiva say big lumdis to explain why Chazaka has to have a Taina. And the reason is as follows. Because if Cheskes Kimel Shonim is predicated on a Nanzahadi, that if this field really belongs to Ruvein, then Ruvein should have been Moicha. L'chura, that Anan Sahadi is an effect whether Shimon has a taina or Shimon doesn't have a taina. After 3 years, Ruvein went over to Shimon and said, what are you doing on my property? And he didn't say anything. Oh, but for 3 years, Ruvein walked by and he let Shimon live there. That establishes an Anan Sahadi of some sorts. And if that's the case, l'chura, Shimon should need a taina. Now, the teretz, of course, is that as much as Ruvain's shtika is an Anan Sahadi, that it's not Ruvain's, but what gives it to Shimon? Shimon needs a taina so that he should be the one that's going to emerge to be the owner and the winner of this piece of property. But we were ma'orer that lefi, what we just recapped in the beginning of the sikum, it's not so posh that that's a taina. And the reason is as follows. Because really, Shimon is being machzik in this property right now. And if you're machzik in something, in metaltun, chazaka kol ma'ashatachas yodhi shalodim ha'reyu shaloy, anan sahadi demay detafas haidi de. The reason you need a cheskes kimel shonim, and you can't merely rely on the fact that you're being machzik, is based on the fact that when it comes to karka, there's no din muchzik. But this, that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, is only true when you're going up against the marakama. But to the extent that you don't have a proper marakama, then there is a din muchzik. And the raya is from the marakama gufa of cheskes habatim, and like Tosfos said, lamed aleph amud beis, kidam rinon ben naske derababa. So if you're going to tell me that the mach arer, not being moicha for 3 years, in and of itself establishes a Chazaka, that it's not his, there's a raglayim ledover, and an ansahadi even, in the words of some Rishonim, that it's not his. Well, you would think that that would be enough for us to say that he's not a proper marakama. And if he's not a proper marakama, then maybe the machzik should not need a taina, because now he's machzik in it, and he should get it based on the fact that it's in his possession. And if it's in his possession, and he has a regular din muchzik, then he doesn't need a taina. And the raya to that is, because by the Talmud, Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim, if you want to be a muchzik, you don't have to have a taina. And he says the reason is because the fact that you're holding it is the biggest taina that it's yours. Why do you have to express a taina? If you're holding it, chazaka kol ma'ashatachas yadei shalodim ha'reyu shaloy, by Cheskes Gimel Shonim, by Karka, there you have to have a taina, because there's no Cheskes Koma. But it could be, if there's an Anan Sahadi that says that it doesn't belong to the Marakam anymore, well, now the Machzik has a Cheskes Kolma. And if he has a Cheskes Kolma, he shouldn't need a Taina. Just like by Metalti, you don't need a Taina, because the Cheskes Kolma itself is the Taina. Kidamina ben Aske Rabab, if it's in your Rishos, it's for sure yours. You don't have to Taina, it's yours. We see that it's yours by virtue of the fact that you're holding on to it. So as much as the Gemara said on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Pshita, but we said it's really not so pasha, because in the longest of understanding Cheskes Habatim, and in light of the Mavli to Cheskes Habatim, you can make a very strong argument that you shouldn't need a Taina. And the truth is that the Gemara in Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, after it brought the Makar of Shara Muad, said, Ela meyato, chazaka she'eni matayna tahavi chazaka. In fact, there's a hamamin of a Gemara that a chazaka shouldn't have to have a taina. Now, all the Rishonim asked the stira, how do you shtim the Gemara memalef amadal that says pshita, that a chazaka she'eni matayna ain't a chazaka, with the hamamin of the Gemara chavches namid beis that says, Ela meyato, chazaka she'eni matayna tahavi chazaka. But the way we explained the hamamin of the Gemara, it's based on this lumdis, that the reason you shouldn't have to have a taina is because being that mamon of shachyav the anan sahadi from the shtika of the Ma'arer, being that Maman of Shach, you have that Anan Sahadi from the Shtika of the Ma'arer. So based on that, you should not need a Taina, because Shimon, the Machzik, should be able to get it, Midin, Muchzik, which we know from Metalklin, really doesn't require Taina. In fact, we were muching, what is the Kamash Malon? What is the Kamash Shmuel? Why taka do you have to have a taina? So Baruch Ber and Bichah Shmuel said that you see from here that the only way a machzik can take away the karka from the marakama, even if the marakama was shoysik for 3 years, is if the machzik has a taina. You need the taina not only to give it to the machzik, but to take it away from the marakama. So if without the taina of the machzik, you can't take it away from the marakama, so mele it's moving, why you'd have to have a taina? Our argument is that once it's not the marakamas, so mele you should be machzik in it without a taina. The teretz is you need the taina gufa in order to take it away from the marakama. But I just want to be moist of one chiddush. Ein beis medrash b'loi chiddush, even though the purpose of this is a sikum, but I think it brings out one meyerdike knech from the sikum. And that is as follows. Tosfos says, in one of his many terutzim to answer the steer between these two gemaras, a memalef amar alef is pshita kol chazaka she'eni matayna eni chazaka, and a chavches on the base the gemara doesn't even understand elamayata chazaka she'eni matayna ta'avi chazaka. So one of Tosfos' terutzim, and it's on chavches on the base and a memalef amar alef, it's two Tosfos in here in Cheskes Sabbatim, is that when the gemara said elamayata chazaka she'eni matayna ta'avi chazaka, the gemara was asking in the first makar, in the makar of shara muad elamayata, if the makar is shara muad chazaka she'eni matayna ta'avi chazaka. On Memalef Amid Aleph, when the Gemara said Pshita, the Gemara was going according to the Ela Marava, the second Makar of the Gemara, that a person doesn't watch a Shtar after 3 years, and it's for that reason you have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. There, says Tosfos, it's Pshita, the Chazaka She'eni Matayna. So in the Makar of Shara Muad, there's a Havamir V'Gemara, I don't even know why you should have to have a Taina. But on Chavtes Amid Aleph, in the Makar of Rava, there it's Pshita. But Tosfos is very sasum. What's the difference? At the end of the day, if in Lomdus you hear that the Machzik should have to have a Taina, so the Machzik should have to have a Taina. What's the difference if you're going in the Makar of Shara Muad, or if you're going in the Makar of Ela Amar Rava? But the emes is Yesh Loimar Gevaldik. We said that in terms of understanding Rava, there are many, many mahalchim. Specifically, we went with the mahalch of the Ramban and the mahalch of the Ktzais. According to the Ramban, Rava holds that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is predicated on a raglayim ledavar. It's predicated on an anzahad. Why do you need 3 years to take away the reyes of achdish darka? But the Ktzais had a different shot. The Ktzais said that according to Elul Amar Rava, you don't have to come on Bechlal to the raglayim ledavar. It's a pasha to takanas alakuchais. You're a lekeach, we need to protect you. And the way we're going to protect the lekeach is by saying that even though after 3 years you no longer have your star, you can keep it. Ah, you're hurting the moichah. No, the moichah knows that what he needs to do is he needs to be moichah. In other words, according to the Ramban, Ela Marav is working with the raglayim ledavar. According to the Ktzais, it's not working the raglayim ledavar. Now, I think it's kedai to meditate on this for a second, because the emes is in this Ktzais here, Simen Kuf Mem, which is one of the most famous Ktzais in Yeshiva, you see a davar gadol, you see cheloi shel Ktzais. And that is, when you learn Cheskes Sabbatim, and if nothing else, if somebody comes over to you now and asks you, why is it that there's something called Cheskes Gimel Shonim? Meaning, the short answer, the elevator pitch. So you're going to say, what do you mean? The fact that I've been living in this karka for 3 years, you knew about it, you are moiche, is the biggest raya that it belongs to me. The fact that I'm muchzik, you know from the lumdis and the mavoi, that doesn't work by karka, that only works by metalton. Okay, but the fact that I've been living here, now there's an anad zahadi, it's cheskas umdana. And it's for that reason I'm going to get it. That's true if the makar is shara muad. That's true, according to the way the Rishonim explained Elo Amar Rava. That's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Makar of Aspamya. But it's not true, according to the Ktzais. It's the wrong answer, according to the Ktzais. According to the Ktzais, Cheskes Gimel Shonim is not because of a Raglayim Ledavar from the fact that the Ma'ar was a Moicha. According to the Ktzais, it's a Takonos Chachomim Bepnei Takonos Alokuchos. And really, it's a revolutio. It's a mapecha a little bit in terms of understanding the whole Cheskes Gimel Shonim. And you see the koyach that the Ktzais had, that he literally took Cheskes Gimel Shonim, which according to two of the three reasons for sure mean umdana. And even in the Ela Marava, the way the Rishonim explain it, it seems like it means umdana. But the Ktzais, because he had a diak in Etlecha Rishonim, that it's a takonis chachamim, see, he was mechadish, a new almost balabat shabshat, that it's related to akonis halakuchais, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a cheskas umdana, which is tremendous plaitzis, which of course the Ktzais had. But the bottom line is, the way the Ktzais explained Ela Marava, really the whole yisayit of cheskas gimel shanim is takonis halakuchais. It has nothing to do with raglayim ledavar, it has nothing to do with anad zahadi. If that's the case, yesh loymar haflo vafel. What's the havamina that a chazaka she'ini matayna should be a chazaka? We said, because really, the machzik is the muchzik. The only reason the machzik's muchzik doesn't work is because there's a marakama. The marakama's shtika establishes an anan sahadi. It makes him ois marakama. If he's not a marakama, so then the machzik should be able to get it without a taina, just like chetzis metaltlin. Rabbeinu Yoina speaks out works without a taina. Lefizeh. That's all true. If the way Cheskas Gemul Shonim is operating is with the Raglaim Ladover, it's working with an Anan Sahadi. However, the way the Ktzoysen explained Rava is not saying that Cheskas Gemul Shonim works with Anan Sahadi and Raglaim Ladover. To the contrary, what Rava is saying is it's a Mernit Atakonas Chachomim Mipnei Takonas Alakuchas. So the reason you would get it if you've been living it for 3 years without a shtar is because if you bought it and you don't have your shtar, what were you supposed to do? And this is the special Takona, and the Moicha should have known that he should have been Moicha. And if he was a Moicha, you're going to end up getting it. Well, if it's Atakonas Alakuchas, you have to tie that you bought it. Because if you don't tie that you bought it, then why are we making a takana salakuches for you? It doesn't make any sense. So if the yisoid of why you're getting it is based on an ansahadi, so then you could hear a havamin of why you shouldn't have to have a taina. Because once there's an anansahadi, maybe, even though you don't have a taina to say it's yours, but the fact that you're muchzik in it establishes a cheskas koma, even bekarka, b'mokum when there's no marakama. But if the reason you're getting it is mipnei takana salakuches, so then already, it doesn't make any sense why you would get it if you're not tying your leket. You're saying, no, I don't know, I just saw it, nobody ever threw me out. So you're not making the takonas alukuches for that guy, you're making the takonas alukuches for someone that's actually a lekeach. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to make this takono. And it's for that reason, it would be poshet why you should. Is memelet half of a fellow? Tosfos said what? Tosfos said that on memalef amid alef, the Mishnah said, kol chazaka she'eni matayna ina chazaka pshita. Yeno chav chesam and beis, and the Gemara said, elo mayata chazaka she'eni matayna tavi chazaka. And one of his many terutzim that the Gemara Chav Chesam and Beis is going in the Makar from Shara Mu'ud. Elameyata, Shara Mu'ud, then I don't understand why a Chazak has to have a taina. But Enochinami, according to Rav, it's Pshita. Lefid Ktsois, it's half of a fella. Because according to the Makar of Shara Mu'ud, it's working with the Raglaim Ladover. If it's working with the Raglaim Ladover, so then I don't understand why you should have to have a taina. Let me get him, then Muchzik. The Raglaim Ladover knocks out the Marakama, I'm the Muchzik. Now I don't need a taina anymore. Just like Bamit Talpin, Chazak works when you're Muchzik without a taina. Oh, but Rav is not working with the Muchzik. Rav is not working me din raglaim ladover. Rav is working me din takonas alakuches. Well, then already you're going to have to taina. And the emes is, if you take a look at the ktsois in Simon Kuf Man, one of the ktsois's big makoiris to his pshat is a toisvis a cheskas habatim daf lamed heim at beis. Toisvis over there, it's a hard toisvis, but the way the ktsois learns up that toisvis held very much that the makar is takonas halakuchos. If Tosfos holds takonas halakuchos, then Tosfos l'shitasai, his chilek in why the Gemara's approach to chazaka she'eni matayna would be different as it relates to the makar being shara mu'ud, or as it relates to the makar being elam arava would be so different, is matmish hafla fella. It's Tosfos l'shitasai, it's zeyah gishmak. But the bottom line is, what's the sikum? Cheskas gemul shanim. Why do you need cheskas gemul shanim? I'm muchzik in it. Why is that in and of itself not enough? The teretz is muchzik works only by metaltlin kenegan amarakama. But by karka, muchzik doesn't work kenegan amarakama. If, however, there's a cheskas gemul shanim, what's a cheskas gemul shanim? Whether it's an umdana, a raglaim ladover, that's without a question the pashtis and all the rishonim. The ktsoy says a special takonas alakuchos, then you'd be able to get it mitzad yena chazaka. Either way, this is the sikum. Again, the daf is going to continue to talk about halachos related to cheskas gemul shanim, but I just thought it was kedai to do a little bit of a recap of the first 15 dafin and some of the raid of Cheskas Habatim.